The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Teams Take on Fontana from a NASCAR Fan's View. The Monster Energy Cup Teams take on the 2-mile oval at Fontana, and the big question being asked this weekend is, will Kevin Harvick make it 4 in a row? Or maybe the better question could be, is there anyone that can beat Kevin Harvick and the number 4 SHR team? Well, okay. Maybe that's a little bit of an oversimplification to start off with, but so far, Kevin Harvick and the number 4 team have proven to be hard to beat when it comes down to taking the checkered flag at the end of the day. Over the last 3 weeks, no one has been able to, but this weekend could be different, and for more than one reason. From this fan's view, and after observing the practice and qualifying sessions, I see several possibilities, and some of them actually include Chevy's seizing the day. Now, I'm not making any predictions, but it would be nice to see them actually challenge for the win. Unfortunately, the Toyotas also look pretty strong this weekend, too. With Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Busch qualified on the front row, it does tend to make them look like contenders this weekend. Oh, and did I mention none of the Hendrick Chevys made it to qualifying? They just couldn't pass the scan test at all, and were dumbfounded as to why they would be so far off. Well, at least that's what they said. There was a lot of hope at the start of the season when the Chevys changed from the SS to the Camaro, even though they knew there would be challenges ahead. I don't know how they go about choosing the body style they do for the individual makes, but I'm sure it has a lot to do with the potential when aerodynamics and other items are considered. From this fan's view, the Camaros look very similar to the Camrys, and it is this fan's opinion they were hoping for the same or similar results the Camrys enjoyed last season. The Camrys were very strong last season, and one could expect the same or at least similar strength from the Camaros this season. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on whom you talk to, NASCAR changed a few things concerning downforce since last season, and it appears, at least to this fan, those changes gave unexpected advantage to the Fords. I don't think it was intentional, as some of the conspiracy theorists have claimed, but the Fords, at least the Stewart Haas Fords, appear to have an advantage over the other two makes. The new rules seem to fit the Fords a bit better than the Chevys or the Camrys, at least so far. Sure, I know it's still early in the 2018 season, but the Fords have definitely shown themselves to be the ones to beat. Let me insert this disclaimer right here. The Stewart Haas Fords have shown they are the ones to beat when all of the teams have shown up at the track for the last 3 weekends. Since this is only the 5th week of competition for 2018, it is difficult to say whether or not their dominance will continue. But for the present, it does look as though they are in control until the others catch up. From this fan's view, and knowing NASCAR as I do, that probably won't be this weekend, even though the Toyotas look like they are moving in the right direction. I'm not sure about the Hendrick Chevys being extreme favorites yet. Even the Ganassi Chevys look stronger than Hendrick so far, and that says something about the job Kyle Larson and Jamie McMurray and their teams are doing this year. I guess I just expected the Hendrick teams to be showing more in all areas than they are right now. I realize my bias is a bit shaded in the Hendrick direction, but to be honest, I just expect more from them. Over the years, they have often been the ones to beat every weekend, and it is just a little hard to adjust to not talking about them much, at least so far this season. Maybe I should qualify that statement by saying, talk positively about them this season, as opposed to all the negatives they are facing so far this year. It's just different, is all I can say. So the questions still remain in this fan's mind as to whether or not Kevin Harvick is going to make it 4 in a row, or if someone is going to interrupt his win streak. If someone other than him wins, will it be the driver of a Camry and a familiar name to all of us, or someone totally unexpected? Is this the week Jimmy Johnson pulls victory out of another bad showing so far this weekend? He's not by himself on the Hendrick side either. None of the four passed inspection, and therefore didn't qualify. That doesn't sound like a good scenario for them to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, but then again, we have seen stranger things happen. Personally, I think it is going to be a Camry taking the win this weekend, probably piloted by Martin Truex Jr. or Kyle Busch, but it could be Kevin Harvick or one of the other Fords at SHR, or Penske. A Chevy in victory lane this weekend? Well, maybe. But I don't think it will be a Hendrick Chevy. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.